Care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Most demolition projects throughout the upstate generate large sums of concrete waste. When demolition waste enters the S.H. Carter Recycling Facility, it's sorted, processed, and turned into materials that are both eco-friendly and cost-effective. Recycled crusher run, fill dirt, screen topsoil, mulch, and 3-inch surge stone are all available for purchase. Visit shcarterinc.com or call for more information, 864-295-3943. That's 864-295-3943.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center this weekend. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Saturday, 10 to 5. Sunday, 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission just $8. Kids 12 and under free with paying adult. Don't miss this gun and knife extravaganza at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends. Bring your guns. This weekend, be there.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Tula Road Rage. We are live at Back to 30. We encourage you to come on out and see us. We have Tigers for Tatas bands, Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. Come on out and make a donation. Clemson James will get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded in 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. You'll get your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. They make the lenses themselves, so they're quicker, more affordable. You can often reuse your existing frames. The third location in Pendleton now, right across from the QT. Trust me, when you go see Dr. Coppola, you'll know instantly you're in the hands of an eye care genius. Personable staff, you deal directly with Dr. Coppola. The two original locations, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, 864-654-4141, 864-654-4141, and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, 864-647-5076, 647-5076. Check them out today. Go see them. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right, let me get to Clemson James. You can get in. Now's a good time. 654-7627. James, how are you?
What's going on, Walt? How you doing, man?
Good, James. Appreciate you getting there.
Hey, you're welcome. I wanted to know if Clemson and Ohio State was playing this Saturday, who would you take and why? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right, James. Thank you. Boy. I think if they were playing this Saturday, I would probably take Ohio State. they're not playing this Saturday, though. And see, that's the thing. I mean, my expectation is that Clemson's going to get better and continue to build toward the target at the end. You know, it's an interesting question, but again, you know, sometimes teams peak too early. You know, I don't know what Ohio State will look like at the end. I'm pretty confident that Clemson will get better. So, look, it's an interesting question, and I think we have a number of teams that are legitimate contenders right now, and I don't think we fully grasp yet how big the pool is, because I still think there are a bunch of one-loss teams that are very much alive, and some one-loss teams that may not lose again. I'm very high on Utah. I'm high on Oregon. I'm high on both those Pac-12 teams. I believe that those two teams are going to run the remainders of their schedule and that they're going to wind up meeting as one-loss teams for the Pac-12 title. If that's the case, and you have an 11-1 Oregon, an 11-1 Utah playing the Pac-12 title, that's going to be pretty good, and the winner's going to get a lot of clout off that game. You know, and if Oregon's only loss was a game one decision in which they lost by a point or whatever it was to Auburn, and quite frankly, to anyone who watched that, they were probably the better team. I think most people felt that. And I think Oregon has continued to get better. You know, they have a key injury now at tight end, which doesn't help them, but I think they're pretty good. And I think Utah is much better now. I mean, I think Utah is healthy. Huntley and Moss are really playing well. You know, the last 2 weeks, they clobbered people. They have a game with Arizona State this weekend, and I think, you know, based on the last couple of years, people think that game is going to be close. I'm not sure that it is. I think Utah is just better, and I think they'll prove that. I expect them to win that game convincingly. You know, I think that they are tracking in the right direction. And to my way of thinking, and look, things can change, injuries can change things. But to my way of thinking right now, those two teams, the only team that stands in the way of either one of them, I think, is Washington. They both have to go to Washington. And I don't think it's easy to play at Washington. Washington has been up and down. I thought they looked really good last week. They established a little more of a run last week. They got the five-star freshman receiver in the mix. And I thought Eason really threw the ball well last week. You know, if they can be that team, I think they can be dangerous to potentially both those teams. But if you ask me right now, you know, how I feel about those games, I think that the road teams, in the case of Oregon, in the case of Utah, are the better teams. I mean, I think they're the better teams. So I believe when this thing all plays itself out, that you're going to wind up in that league with an 11-1 Utah team playing an 11-1 Oregon team. And if so, each team will only have one really close loss. In both cases, they probably should have won those games. So I think those teams are very much alive, which is why, you know, again, when we have people talking about the top five or the top six and they're excluding other people, look, no one's above a loss. No one. And these undefeated teams may still fall. Clemson's in better position to run the table than any of these other teams. Yeah. But, you know, at this point, I almost foresee Clemson playing Pittsburgh in the ACC championship game. And if that's true, I think this is a much better Pittsburgh team than Clemson faced last year. A completely different Pittsburgh team. Much better defensively, and I think much more diverse offensively. They don't run it as well, but they throw it a million times better. So there's still some potential there. Whereas a year ago, I thought that Clemson-Pittsburgh, there was zero chance for Pittsburgh to win that game. You know, you look in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten has a number of teams alive. Obviously, the unbeaten teams, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, are all really, really good football teams. Minnesota's still unbeaten, and they've been surprisingly good. And I talked about the other day how impressed I've been with Tanner Morgan, and it's why I gave out Minnesota's Road Rage Guarantee last week against Nebraska, and they crushed them. And I think they're getting better and better. You know, whether they're good enough to ultimately be in that mix, I don't know. You know, it may be premature to premature to judge them. But I think the Big Ten has three legitimate playoff caliber teams right now in Ohio State, Penn State, and Wisconsin. And that's discounting a team like Michigan, which maybe I shouldn't do, but I am. I think that those three teams are really good football teams and potentially dominant teams. You know, the only bad news is, you know, we're gonna lose some of them in the process, and maybe it's not bad news to some. But, you know, Ohio State's going to have to play both those teams. The good news for Ohio State is they're going to play them both at home. So you would think that in the lay of the land, the competitive advantage in the Big Ten belongs to Ohio State because they will get both Wisconsin and Penn State at home. Now, it may not help them with Wisconsin, because Wisconsin, in all likelihood, would get to play them again in a Big Ten championship game. I mean, assuming Ohio State takes care of business in the two home games. But I still think Penn State is a team to watch. As far as Ohio State's concerned, as far as Wisconsin's concerned, you can get in right now. In fact, people always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now, 654-767. I think Penn State's still a dangerous team to both those teams for an assortment of reasons. One, I think they may actually be the best defense in the Big Ten. I think all three of those defenses are really good, but I'm not so sure Penn State isn't the best of the three. And then Clifford is coming of age, but the ingredient I really like at Penn State, in addition to Hamler, is Noah Kane, the running back, the true fresh running back who, you know, at most of the preseason depth charts, he was listed third or fourth. Now, the last couple of weeks, it's an or, and he's played more the last couple of weeks, and he's just dominant. He's a physically dominant back. I mean, you can't stop him for 2 or 3 yards. He runs through tackles. He is a different kind of back. He is special. I've already posted the warning about Noah Kane. So to me, when I look at Penn State, I think they're getting better. And, you know, and I don't know what people are going to do in that contest this weekend with Penn State and Michigan with the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them. But I can tell you what I did and what I think is going to happen. You know, I know that the other night on the ring, it was a divided opinion. I think like 50-50, maybe even more Michigan than Penn State. But I think Penn State is going to clobber Michigan. Clobber. I think Penn State is going to destroy Michigan. I think it's like 31-7. I think Penn State's going to wipe the field with Michigan. I think Michigan is still a work in progress. They still don't know what they want to be offensively. Defensively, they're better than they were, but they still have issues. You know, they went to Wisconsin and got thumped. I don't see how they're going to move the ball on Penn State. I just don't. And I think Penn State with Noah Kane entering the mix is going to become a better offensive club, a better offensive team the rest of the year. So, that's a game that's in the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them, and I'm sure that I will have it as the biggest blow of anyone, but I'm also going to give it out in all likelihood as a spread pick, as a road rage guarantee, because I think Penn State, in front of 110,000 people, I think they owe Michigan one, and I think they're going to dish it out. I think Penn State is going to just kick the crap out of Michigan. That's my expectation. So, Ramona, if you picked Michigan in that game, don't.
I didn't.
Good. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Quickly, I agree with you on Pittsburgh. I think they're the second best team in the ACC right now.
Yep.
And you're talking about a possible Clemson matchup with them?
Yep.
Wouldn't you agree that Clemson / Venables would be better against more of a one-dimensional team? I know you said Pitt's running game was getting a little bit better, but with Clemson's back seven, I think that's their strength, their secondary, and where linebackers have been performing, and the defensive line coming along. It looks like a more balanced offense would have a better shot against Clemson. I'm not saying Pitt does it, but How would you look at that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. It really is. The reason I would think that Pittsburgh would have some sort of chance is because they have NFL receivers, first of all, and I think Pickett is really having a good year. He still makes some mistakes that leave you scratching your head, and he could well do that in that setting. But I think there's something to the kid. There's an intangible to the kid, and I think we saw it again in the Duke game. After, you know, they got off to the 26-3 lead, then the fumble started, and Duke got back in the game and took the lead. Pickett drove him down the field, and he won the game. And it's really hard. Once all that momentum is swung against you, I think it's a really difficult thing. The other thing that I think makes Pittsburgh interesting against Clemson is they may have the ability to affect the quarterback, affect Trevor, without committing extra bodies. They are amongst the nation's leaders in sacks. And so I think that gives them an opportunity to potentially impact Trevor, and they're also good against the run. So I think defensively, this is a much better Pittsburgh team than I've seen. And therefore, I think it gives them a chance, you know, foundationally to compete.
If you had to put a line on the game today, where would you have it? I know we're 20-plus in most of these games. Would you have it about 15, 15.5, or would it be lower than that?
No, I think it would be higher than that, but I would probably look at Pittsburgh in this one. I think it would still be in that 20-point area, but, and again, Mike, this depends on what Pittsburgh does the rest of the year. If Pittsburgh is the team that we sort of think they are, and they run through the rest of the season and wind up winning the Coastal, and, you know, and on their resume they have wins over Central Florida and a competitive game against Penn State, then that number might be lower. At that point, at this point today, based on what most people think Pittsburgh is, that number would still be over 20. But again, as you suggest, if Pittsburgh is the team we both seem to think they are, by season's end, that number may well be lower. It depends on how both teams play out, obviously.
Got enough, Walt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Excellent job. Yeah, I think he raises a really good point. His point basically being Pittsburgh is more of a passing team right now, and Clemson's defense this year is actually more well-constructed to stop passing teams than it is running teams. That's why, in a way, the Louisville game is interesting from that perspective, Louisville has all sorts of speed on offense, and they know how to use it. Their problems come in defense, but... And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about what Louisville offers, and we'll do that when we get back. You want to get in, though, now's a good time. 6-5, in fact, it's the best time. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Do it today. Live from Back to 30, come on now and see us. We'll be right back.
Join Tri-County Young Life for its 16th annual Sporting Clay Shoot at Garrison Farm in Pendleton on Saturday, October 19th. This will be an all-day event with registration starting at 9 a.m. and a shotgun start at 9:30. Lunch will be provided, and there'll be a silent auction with lots of great items available. Participants must be 16 years old or over. For more information or to pre-register for this event, go to ylsportingclays.org. That's ylsportingclays.org.
There's only one thing Tigers and Gamecocks agree on, Bojangles Big Bow Box. And this season, you can own the tailgate with the new Clemson or Carolina Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Join OOB and Road Rage at Back to 30 on Pelham Road Thursday, October 17th from 12 to 7 p.m. for their Halloween extravaganza. Experience the most innovative ways to look your best. Get collagen readings, demonstrations, light bits, bubbles, and more. Don't forget to bring a friend and take advantage of their special promotional pricing. And the first 25 to RSVP and show up receive a swag bag. This is a must-attend event for men and women. Back to 30 on Highway 14, Simpsonville, Pelham, Boiling Springs, and McBee.
My Garage by Essex. Precision from A to Z. We aim to please. We specialize in European as well as maintenance on Asian and domestic vehicles. We use quality parts and perform quality service. Visit 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 633-5800.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to Moe's!
Hungry and in a hurry? Then get off your app and get on ours.
Order everything from burritos and bowls to tacos and stacks on the Moe's Southwest Grill app. Anything you pick is full of fresh and flavorful ingredients, like proteins that we grill every hour, over 35 pounds of tomatoes that we dice every single morning, and seasonal salsas that are made in-house. Just order ahead on the Moe's app in just a few taps. Then skip the line, pick up your meal, and eat it at home or in the office, or in your car in the parking lot. No judgments here, just convenience.
You work hard for your money, and Realtor Rivers Whitmire is here to work hard for you. He knows that buying or selling a home or property is a big decision that needs guidance, experience, and knowledge from an expert in the real estate field. Rivers is a local who has deep roots in the upstate and a proud Clemson fan. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or just have real estate questions, call Rivers today at 864-752-5545 and check out his Facebook page at Rivers Whitmire Realtor today.
Cruise through fall in style in a new vehicle from Parks Buick GMC, the number one Buick GMC dealer in the upstate.
Save big on our huge selection of more than 500 new vehicles, like the 2019 Buick Encore, starting as low as $17,300.
Locals know you don't have your best price until you have your Parks price.
Come experience the Parks promise today on Lawrence Road or shop ParksBuickGMC.com.
For well-qualified buyers, includes 1,000 Parks Buick GMC trade assist and $4.99 dock fee. Take delivery by 10/31/19. See dealer for details.
Does Honey Get Your Tailgate Gear Out of the Way come up every year? Is the RV taking up room in the driveway? Make life easier and move it to MakeSpace Storage in Easley. Conveniently located off Highway 123 at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, so you can pick up your tailgating gear or RV on the way to the big game and drop off on the way home. Mention the Roar and get the first 3 months an 8x20 unit for only $59 per month, normally $69. Boats and RVs, only $55 per month. Visit MakeSpaceEasily.com.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hunt it, haul it, fish it, tow it.
AgPro is delivering huge savings on John Deere Gator utility vehicles during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Now through October 31st, Gator XUV start at just $95 a month. Find more savings online at agproco.com and get equipped for anything. Offer ends October 31st, 2019, or while supplies last. Subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We hear of the creation of an automatic talking head.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
It's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new tin that baby built on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Now, around the town, he's a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love?
Walt Deptula Road Rage live from Back to 30. Hey, let me tell you about my bookie. Look, if you're the kind of guy who likes to win a lot, try a parlay. If you have a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for an even bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, get to mybookie.ag. Join now, and mybookie will double your deposit. Use promo code RADIO, capital letters. That's promo code RADIO. Get to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. Do it today. I promise you will thank me later. Get yours in. And they will double your deposit. So do it. I mean, if you want to play, the only way to play is my bookie. Do it. You'll thank me later. All right, you want to get in. Now is actually a good time to get in. So 654-7627, 654-7627. I have a lot of people discussing Clemson and Louisville on my Twitter feed based on something I wrote this morning, which is I wrote that Louisville has real speed on offense and they know how to use it, and they do. This is going to be, in my estimation, the most challenging offensive opponent that Clemson will face in the regular season. Not the best team. The toughest game Clemson has remaining on the regular season schedules, without question, the game at South Carolina. But this will be the toughest offense to defend. There's no doubt in my mind. And for a whole assortment of reasons. One, they may be able to dictate how Clemson defends them in this game. Clemson has preferred this year to play a lot of odd fronts and to utilize all the secondary talent and those safeties and their versatility and basically be able to drop eight guys into coverage if they want. And that's been sort of a staple of who they've been defensively this year, Clemson playing to their strength, which is more the DBs than the D-line this year. And that may be even more true considering, you know, Xavier Thomas's status in terms of going into this game. But this is a team that might force Clemson to go to more four-down linemen because of their ability to run the football. This is the best running team that Clemson will have faced. Cam Akers may be the top running back or one of the top running backs along with, obviously, Etienne, but the problem is that offensive line is so awful that it doesn't matter. Now, Louisville's offensive line this year coming into the season was not good either, but what's happened is Dwayne Ledford, who's the OC and the offensive line coach, he simplified everything for them, and he emphasized three things above all else. He didn't want to make things too complex. He wanted to break it down into essentials, and he just wanted his O-line to play better, play more physically. So he preached speed off the ball. He preached toughness, and he preached finishing. And he came up with some name, triple play or something. But this is something they preach every single day in practice. For that offensive line, it's speed off the ball, toughness, and finish. And by and large, they've been able to do that. And one of the other complementary reasons they've been able to do it is simply the talent. This team has real, legitimate speed and playmakers at the offensive skill positions. Whether it's Javian Hawkins, who is tremendous at tailback, the redshirt freshman, whether it's Hassan Hall, not only is a dangerous runner, but in the Wake Forest game, he returned a kick 100 yards. He is extremely dangerous. These two guys are fast on fast. Javian Hawkins, Hassan Hall, big time speed. And then Tutu Atwell, a receiver that they do a lot of things with. You know, they'll run a lot of misdirection with Atwell. They'll do a lot of different things with him. He is an absolute game-breaking talent, a guy who can go the distance on any play. He has great speed. So when you look at Javian Hawkins, Hassan Hall, the two running backs, Tutu Atwell, who, again, they'll run a lot of misdirection with, these three guys, anytime they touch the ball, they're a threat to go the distance. So Clemson's going to have to be really good with eye discipline. This is a game that's going to test Clemson's eye discipline. It's going to test the defensive line play. It's going to test the linebacker play. This is still more a running team. Now, I don't know what the status of Cunningham is for this game. That's an unknown to me. He suffered a head injury of sorts in that last game, and I don't know what his status is. They went with Evan Conley, their only other choice, passes out, the true freshman in Cunningham's wake. And Conley played really well. Now, Conley is a guy that your humble road rage servant discussed at the preseason kickoff show when the whole world thought it was just passer Cunningham. I had watched their spring football, and I knew they really liked this kid. They really liked the Conley kid a lot. They recruited him, and they liked him. And he played really well. But Cunningham, and Conley's actually a better passer than Cunningham is at this point, although Cunningham has improved significantly, it seems, under this administration. But what Cunningham is extremely dangerous with is his legs. And if Cunningham is the quarterback, then he adds another element of speed and athleticism to that backfield, including the backs and including Atwell. And again, I tried everywhere I could to find some update on that today. I wasn't able to find an update. I guess you could have paid on the Louisville site, but I wasn't going to do that. I don't know what the status of Cunningham is. So whether it's going to be Cunningham, whether it's going to be the freshman, Evan Conley, and I think it matters to a degree because except that the game is at home. I mean, freshmen play better at home, so if it is Conley, and again, he can throw the ball. But the real problem when facing Louisville for Clemson's defense is going to be this run game and everything they can do off of it. It's handing the ball in misdirection, and oh yeah, they're also running triple option out of and they're running pistol. So, you know, they're showing you a lot of different things from a defensive discipline standpoint, from an eye discipline standpoint. They're showing you a lot of different things. They're running some absolute triple option. They're running pistol. They're run orbit motion. I've seen them run play action off the orbit motion and look for the tight end up the seam. Again, they'll run a lot of misdirection, a lot of jet sweeps. They're going to test you. They're going to test your speed and athleticism overall. I think that because of all the things they can do in that run game, and because of the fact that if Clemson has any Achilles heel in the defense this year, it is the run defense. I think it makes it interesting in that regard. My belief going into this game is Louisville is going to score more points on Clemson than anyone else has. I think they're going to lose, and I still think they're going to lose by a wide margin, but I think they're going to score more points on Clemson and maybe make it a little scary for a while. Lines are jammed. I'm coming right to you right now. Carolina James. It's Tyler, Carolina James, and Tiger Greg. Right? Right. Tyler, how are you?
Doing great. Well, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Sure. I just want to get off Louisville real quick. I think it could be a heartbreaker for Clemson, as much as I hate to say it, because I think Louisville could take the air out of the football and have some ball control. And all it would take is one or two sloppy possessions in offense for Clemson, and we could be behind in a hurry. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't disagree, Tyler, but the one caveat to that is I keep going back to the Wake Forest game where Wake Forest last week put up 670 yards of offense. Now, Wake Forest has been really good on offense, just to be clear. I mean, that's not all that much above their average. Wake Forest all year long has been dynamic offensively, and they have great receivers. The Surratt kid has been great. The Hinton kid, who is former quarterback, has finally made the transformation of wide receiver, has become a big play threat, and the Washington kid's a big target too, and they have talent at running back, and they have quality quarterbacks, two of them. So Wake's a dynamic team offensively, and quite honestly, throughout much of the year, they've looked better offensively than Clemson has. So when I say Wake put 670 yards up on them, that doesn't mean that you can necessarily replicate that, particularly on the road. But it does indicate that Louisville still has issues defensively, and they do. And we'll talk a little bit later about what Louisville will try and do defensively. But I still think it's an area that Clemson should be able to exploit.
Yeah, but we're also capable of having, a slow start. But I don't agree with you at all, but I'll take it off here.
Thank you, Tom. I think Clemson is capable of having slow starts, but did not have a slow start against Florida State. So I think you're hoping from a Clemson standpoint that you're starting to hit your rhythm. I think that's what you're hoping for. Ramona, what was the last thing Tyler said I didn't catch right before he said?
He just said that he didn't agree with you, that he thought they would have a slow start. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, I didn't speak to start speed. And I think I laid out a case why Louisville is going to be difficult to deal with. But I'm not sure what the rest of it meant. So I'm not even sure what you're referencing, Tyler. Call Ramona back and explain it, because I have no idea what your last comment meant. I think the truth of it is that Clemson's going to score a lot of points on Louisville. I would be surprised if they didn't. I think you come off a good offensive game, which your offense started to look the way you hoped it would look. And I would expect that Clemson would be able to do some of that stuff. Is there any danger element to this game? Yeah, as I've already explained. I think that Louisville is going to present some challenges offensively to Clemson that Clemson hasn't seen. And it may cause Clemson to adjust defensively. It may mean more 4D lineman looks. That's a bit of a problem if Xavier Thomas isn't available. You know, you may not have that option or that luxury. So, the Thomas situation could be important in this game, more important than it would be in any other game that Clemson's playing in the regular season, just because of all the things that Louisville can do in their run game, because of all these different looks they're going to show you, of how they're going to test you. They're going to test you from sideline to sideline, and then they're going to test you up the middle. You know, it's a zone running scheme. You know, they'll run inside zone, outside zone, but they're going to test you in a lot of different ways. They're going to run jet sweep. They're going to run triple option. They're going to run out of the pistol. And again, they're going to do it with great speed and playmakers. These guys are not tomato cans. Javian Hawkins, Hassan Hall, Tutu Atwell. These guys are all dangerous. They're all dangerous. Carolina James will come right to you on the other side. You want to get in? Now's a good time. I actually lost a couple of people, so you can get in. 654-7627. Quick break.
Interested in a career in healthcare, manufacturing, or computers? How about paying tuition that's as low as $35 per credit hour? The South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship is available this fall for students majoring in critical workforce areas. The Tri-County tuition rate applies to residents of Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, but other eligible SC residents receive significant discounts as well. For eligibility details and a complete list of majors, go to tctc.edu/scwins.
Hey, Tiger fans. ClemsonTigers.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, schedules, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Whether you want to find a volleyball or soccer schedule, buy a shirt for the game, or find the game day guide, you'll find it all there. So be sure and check out ClemsonTigers.com today, and you'll be set for your next visit to Clemson.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is having a green tag sale during the month of September. All 2019 models are priced at factory invoice less all current incentives. No fake markup or pricing games. 2019 Ford Escapes starting at $20,799. Brand new Fiestas on sale at $14,770. 2019 Ford Edges have $5,000 customer cash. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Walhalla, or visit us online at edwardsautosales.net.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Unstoppable deals from your Unstoppable Train Comfort Specialist dealer. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 60 months and rebates up to $500 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning today. Subject credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a three-piece Chicken Supremes combo for just $4.99.
Do you have cracked bricks or uneven floors, damp and musty basement and crawl space? You may be living in a house of horror. Your house could have serious foundation or moisture issues. Mount Valley Foundation Services will give your house a thorough inspection and estimate absolutely free. Call before Halloween and you'll pay zero interest till 2021. Some restrictions apply. They'll beat any competitor's price by $500. See website for details. Don't be scared of your house of horror. Call Mount Valley Foundation Services. Go to fixmyfoundation.com. Fixmyfoundation.com.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to start the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head.
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope. Just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great. Thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are just what you've been looking for, a full-service bank that puts community first. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wants better than Walt's Death Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Fight's not over till one man taps out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are live from Back to 30. Come on out and see us to Maple Tree Court, right off of Pelham. We have Papa John's Pizza. I have cupcakes. I have margaritas for real. I have Tiger Furtado's t-shirts, Tiger Furtado's band. Tom just stopped out. He's sitting here with us. He bought $100. He donated $100. He took like two shirts and a couple wristbands, but brought out $100 cash. You can too. We appreciate your contributions. Every dollar stays local. Every dollar goes to the cause. That's what we're talking about. We want more of that the rest of this afternoon. So come on out and top Tom this afternoon. That's the theme for the rest of the day. All right, Ramona. It's Carolina James and Tiger Greg, right? By the way, Heath was also nice enough to bring me out some Rubens from the remote earlier today with Brennan with Ben and Brad, and this stuff is great. Carolina James, how are you?
Good, Walt. Appreciate you getting me in. Hope you and Ramona are having a great day.
We are. Thank you, James.
I just wanted to get in real quick, and I was reading an article about the college football playoff and how the second half of the season and how it could shape up with so many different scenarios and so many different teams, and it just I was laughing because it's just completely madness. It's just like all the different scenarios that could that they were presenting, and about like, well, what if, you know, South Carolina beats Clemson? What if Florida does this? And then they were listing all like what happens with like if the committee has to, you know, decide between Georgia, Alabama, LSU. Like it was just giving countless and never ending scenarios as to how the second half could play out, and you know how much that could it was crazy. And I guess my question to you is, I've heard you talk about this before, about, you know, a playoff expansion. How close do you think we are to that? It got me thinking about just at the end of this whole process, just, you know, you're going to have the four teams in the playoffs, and then I'm actually starting to see a scenario or options where there's going to be teams looking on the outside, possibly 8, 9, 10 teams, that at the end of all this, they still have legitimate shots to get in, and they could have teams where they still have could make cases to put them in.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have the four teams in, and then you're gonna have all these other teams that still deserve chances.
If there was ever a year to this point in the season where that really demonstrated the need for expansion, I think this is it. Now, if it continues to play out this way, and
like you said.
Right, and it unfolds as I think, then I think we're going to get to the end of the year and we're going to really understand the need to have eight teams. We are going to have eight teams. Bill Hancock can hide from us all he wants, but which is what's happening, by the way. Bill is now – Ramona, what's the latest on that deal, Ramona? Have Bill's people responded yet?
They responded to this recent one, but I haven't heard from them since.
Okay, well,
it just had me thinking.
Yeah, they're hiding from us because apparently they can't take it anymore. But the truth of the matter is, and I'm not going to play with that either. That's the truth of it. Bill Hancock apparently, you know, was a regular. We always treat him fairly. It was always great conversations, but apparently Bill can't face tough questions anymore and doesn't want to come on the air anymore. That's apparently what it is, because he quite honestly got to the point where he wasn't really answering them anyway. So that's the truth of it. But in terms of
some of the scenarios was like, what if Oregon were to beat Washington, or what if like they have to choose between Alabama, Georgia, and LSU, or what if they have to choose between these two? And it's just that there's so many teams that I'm starting to look at. Like you said, it's so wide open, and I'm like, at the end of this whole process, this team could make a case. And I guess my question to you was, are we? And I'll take this off the air because I know you got other cars to get to. But are we looking at a playoff expansion sooner rather than later? And I guess I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's certainly not going to be Bill Hancock's time frame. That's not happening. Bill also told us we were never going to have a playoff. So that's not happening. No matter what he says or thinks, there is going to be an expanded playoff field, and it is going to be sooner than later. That's coming. It's foolishness to even try and hold it back. Honestly, it's just plain stupid. There's 130 teams. Having four teams is hardly representative. You have five major conferences, for crying out loud. These people can't even count. You know, you have five major conferences in four spots. These people can't even do math, simple math. I mean, it doesn't work. It's ridiculous. You need more representation. You can't have the same teams playing every year if you're not more inclusive at the start. I don't know why that's a hard concept for people to grasp, but it's simple. It's elementary. You can't have Clemson play Alabama every year when there are only four teams. Now, if you open it up and you have eight teams, so you have a Big Ten team, a Pac-12 team, a Big Ten team, you know, that you spread it around and then they lose, people will be fine with that because they'll at least have been included and they'll have a chance. They'll have a chance. You know, it will be better. It will be better. More playoff games is not worse for us. It's better. If we love college football, and we do, then how is more not better than less? I mean, more is always better than less. There's almost like nothing in life. I mean, floodwaters, you don't want more. Floodwaters, you want less. But other than like floodwaters, more is generally better. It's definitely better when it comes to college football playoffs or any playoff. We need at least eight teams. This year is a good example of it because, look, we say here today, there's no great team in America right now. There's not. Therefore, you need eight teams. You need 16, really. And because there's no way that anybody can tell me this year that team 6, 7, 8 is not capable of beating team 1. We don't even know who team 1 is. But there's no way anybody can sit there and tell me team 6, 7, and 8 can't beat 1. Let's say 1's LSU. Is there anybody out there who can tell me that Penn State couldn't beat LSU this year? Or that Wisconsin couldn't beat LSU and know that with certainty? That's hogwash. There's no way to know that. Because I'll tell you right now, those would be great games. Those would be great games. There is almost no difference that I can see in teams 1, 6, 7, 8. You put them any way you want them. This year, it's absolutely clear that's the case. We don't even know who one is. We don't know. There's nobody on earth, you know, this subjective nonsense. There's nobody on earth who can offer any real insight into who team one is. It's just guesswork. It's guesswork. Those teams are all lumped very close together. If you want to argue that LSU's the best team or that Alabama's the best team, or Clemson's the best team, or Ohio State's the best team, or Wisconsin's the best team, or Penn State's the best team. You can make legitimate arguments for all those football teams and more. And by the end of the year, I think you're going to be able to make it for Oregon and Utah as well. So we get to the point of absolute silliness. And you know what, Ron? I'm to the point where I don't even care whether Bill Hancock comes on the show anymore. So tell him to stuff it. Tiger Greg.
Yes, well,
how you doing, Tiger Greg?
Doing good, man. I meant to tell you, my son had a bad accident on September 9th. Been driving 3 months and got hit head on in front of the hospital.
I wrote you about that.
Oh, did you?
When you first wrote that, I wrote asking you how he was and that I was praying for you and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you all, he didn't get a scratch on him. I think, you know, an angel was riding with him or something. Because
how about that?
I was waiting on his doctor, and I called him and said, "Where you at?" He said, "I've been in a little, quote, accident down at the hospital, red light, could you come down here?" I pull up to 5 fire trucks, 3 ambulances, 5 sheriffs, and 150 people taking videos and pictures. I had to go through a Walmart parking lot to get out of the traffic, and I pulled up his truck upside down. But he's all right. He didn't get a scratch. I got cut on glass trying to get his stuff out of the truck.
Good.
But anyway, on the sports, Louisville, I had a big idea I was going to talk to you about, and I turned the radio on, and basically you just shot my idea down before it got to happen. I mean, you know, think about it. Louisville couldn't beat us with Lamar Jackson and a bunch of NFL pro guys that they recruited / paid to play. And that could be for him. There's a guy on the radio that's going to call there and say he was really worried about this game. I'm not in the least worried about this game. But, you know, and also on the rankings, Walt, I think if you're an undefeated team and you win a national championship, until you get knocked off the block, you should stay number one. That's just the way I feel. But I know it ain't reality.
But here's the thing. In reality, Greg, that's not how it's supposed to work. Last year is supposed to have nothing to do with this year at all. It's not. It's not supposed to have anything to do with this season. In terms of the rankings, you know, all this stuff about 1, 2, 3. Look, all you need to be is in it. I mean, team one has never won. You know, it's never team one that wins. So, this fight to be number one, that position hasn't been advantageous so far. So, to me, it's a lot to do about nothing. As long as you're one of the four teams, that's all you need to be. If you're in it, you can win it. If you're not, you can't. So, I'm not I don't sweat the day-to-day details like, you know, some people do about, oh, no, you know, Clemson dropped from 2 to 3. I don't really care about that. To me, that's of no consequence. As long as you're in it, that's all you need to be. And that's going to change again anyway. I mean, LSU's going to play Alabama. One of those teams is going to drop. One of them is going to be... Right. One of them is going to be number one. So all that stuff is going to change anyway. So I never even spend 1 minute thinking about or talking about, oh, no, Clemson fell from 2 to 3. Who cares?
You know, it's always been up and down like that with us. You know, I mean, getting some respect, we're still not getting what we should, in my opinion. And we have started slow. Trevor started slow.
Right.
You know,
look.
The yardage
we're up and up again. Yeah, look, let's be honest. If you're evaluating just based on what you've seen during this year, LSU should be the number one team in the country. That doesn't mean they're going to win it, but it means that from a ranking standpoint, you know, they've played several tough games and have won them. So they should be number one, period. And, you know, and Clemson. Right. Neither Clemson nor Alabama has played the team so far that LSU has.
Right. Now, I
want to
see them play each other. Does Georgia have LSU on their schedule this year?
No. Georgia has to go to Auburn.
Right, and Auburn's better than their record. Their defensive line is awful.
Look, they're not out of it either. You know, we want to discount them, but they still have games against LSU, Bama, and Georgia. If they somehow won all three of those games, they're in.
Yeah, if they run the table on that schedule, you got to put them in.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Greg, I got to run. I appreciate the call as always. Austin, I'm coming to you right on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Quickly, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. Go read the reviews on Google or Yelp. People talk about the tremendous service they receive. They talk about their salesperson. They talk about how they were treated. This is George Coleman Ford. It's the way it's been for 90 years. Yes, the cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Yes, there are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. And people talk about those things. But for 90 years, people have been talking about the way they were treated. Go find out what that's all about at George Coleman Ford. Austin, you're up first. We get back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers here to help you with competitive low rates and personal one-on-one service for your personal and business banking needs. Here's the best part. You know them from our community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville, Jack Bice and Lois Filial in Anderson, Robert Halfacre and Adria Earwood in Powdersville and Easley. Also online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Estes Heating and Air, the elite high oil dealer of the upstate, is here to give you peace of mind with an exclusive offer. If hot air is blowing from your unit and your AC is on, it's time for a routine checkup. A priority customer membership with Estes Heating and Air includes 2 full routine services to make sure your unit is running efficiently all year long. New members enjoy $15 off the one-time membership fee. Estes Heating and Air, the elite high oil dealer of the upstate. 864-718-7200.
At Twin Peaks in Greenville, we believe nothing pairs better with our made-from-scratch menu than an ice-cold 29-degree draft served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Pair a signature Twin Peaks brew in a man-sized mug with the Carolina pulled pork sandwich for our version of a dream team. Or give the Sweet and Smoky Ribs a shot. Whatever you choose, you're in for a meal worth cheering for at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Is your home overgrown with things you can't seem to part with? Or waiting on a bigger home to fill? Are you between houses and don't know where to put the excess? MakeSpace Storage is your answer. With watertight storage units, fencing, and a security system, you can rest easy knowing your belongings are safe waiting for that next move, even if you aren't. Mention The Roar for $59 per month on an 8x20 unit for the first 3 months, normally $69. Located at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, visit MakeSpaceEasley.com to reserve.
Hey Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Join OOB and Road Rage at Back to 30 on Pelham Road Thursday, October 17th from 12 to 7 p.m. for their Halloween extravaganza. Experience the most innovative ways to look your best. Get collagen readings, demonstrations, light bits, bubbles, and more. Don't forget to bring a friend and take advantage of their special promotional pricing. And the first 25 to RSVP and show up receive a swag bag. This is a must-attend event for men and women. Back to 30 on Highway 14, Simpsonville, Pelham, Boiling Springs, and McBee.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to start the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head.
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on.